On Butler University Week, hearing loss can affect more than just the ears. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tanya Bergerson-Dana, associate professor of communication studies and disorders, discusses how hearing loss in infants can affect their cognitive skills as well.
Picture a typical baby lying under a play gym, surrounded by musical toys and cooing grown-ups. Now imagine that this baby was born with profound hearing loss and cannot hear their caregivers or any of the sounds from the toys. How does this affect that baby's ability to develop social cognitive skills such as spoken language? Several studies have shown that hearing loss negatively affects children's ability to complete cognitive tasks that involve attention to visual objects. In a recent study in collaboration with The Ohio State University, we explored whether the effects of deafness on cognitive development are due to difficulties with integrating information from auditory and visual senses, or due to limited language experiences. We compared visual habituation, a task that reflects basic learning, in 7 to 22-month-old infants with severe to profound hearing loss and infants with typical hearing. In this visual habituation task, infants were presented with a picture of an unfamiliar, colorful object until they habituated or became bored with the picture. Visual habituation is related to cognitive development in typically hearing infants. We found that infants with hearing loss were slower to habituate to a visual stimulus compared to infants with typical hearing. This suggests that visual processing in infants with hearing loss is less efficient than that of hearing infants. Keep in mind, the sustained visual attention could be an advantage for babies with hearing loss, who might be acquiring richer representations of the visual stimuli than the infants with typical hearing. Moreover, sustained visual attention in infants with hearing loss was correlated with lower language scores. The conclusion that prelingual hearing loss affects cognitive skills in babies, which has effects on language development, will be useful for researchers and clinicians developing appropriate interventions to maximize spoken language outcomes in babies with hearing loss.
That was Tanya Bergerson-Dana of Butler University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.